It is Friday, August 3rd, 2012, and this is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Callums.
And I'm Antoinette Grajeda. Support for KUAF comes from Northwest Arkansas Business Journal, featuring media and marketing, newspapers, TV, radio, plus local business news in Northwest Arkansas. The current edition is available at 725-0394 or nwabusinessjournal.com to register for daily business e-news or for more information.
Later on Ozarks, on the one-year anniversary of the hottest day on record in our region, Christina Thomas finds out how local electricity providers are handling another summer with triple-digit highs.
Plus, the wet-dry issue heads to voters in Benton County, and we'll talk about that matter with Misty Giddings from the Benton County Daily Record. Also, Joe Klein recalls his time as an U.S. Olympic basketball player, and our weekly conversation with Michael Tilley from thecitywire.com moves to Friday.
First, the latest drought monitor map indicates that 44% of Arkansas is now classified as in an exceptional drought. That's up from 33% last week and up from a designation of no drought as recently as April. That's why experts are referring to what's happening here as a flash drought. The exceptional drought tag is applied to much of north and central Arkansas, and the rest of the state is classified as either severe or extreme drought. Joe Sellers with the National Weather Service in Tulsa says conditions continue to degrade.
So it has worsened over the last week due to the intense heat that continues across the region. The high-pressure system that's been dominating the region for the last several weeks does show some signs of retreating here over the next few days. But as far as rainfall, there's really not much in the way of that looking to provide relief, you know, to the area.
Arkansas's exceptional drought band extends into southeastern Missouri, western Tennessee, and part of Indiana.
Meanwhile, the National Weather Service has extended the time frame for an excessive heat warning until Saturday night at 7. The warning area includes Benton, Crawford, Sebastian, and Washington counties in Arkansas, and most of eastern Oklahoma. Heat indices could reach 115 degrees the next couple of days. There are slight chances of pop-up showers or thunderstorms through Sunday night. Highs for the next week are expected to reach between 96 and 103 degrees.
State lawmakers and officials are now discussing what decisions will be made for Arkansans when it comes to health insurance. The recent U.S. Supreme Court decision upholding the Affordable Care Act has provided an opportunity for debate about program expansion. Roby Brock with TalkBusiness.net says officials are weighing a variety of options.
You've got the potential expansion of the state Medicaid program. You've got the payment initiative reform for Medicaid going on. You've got potential implementation of health care exchanges as part of the federal law. All of that stuff is kind of swirling around.
No specific stipulations have been confirmed by any state programs. However, lawmakers are now considering the existence of a health insurance exchange, an agency that would allow insurance companies to offer services to low-income Arkansans.
Arkansas is beginning its fiscal year with revenues slightly ahead of forecast and above figures for the same time last year. The Arkansas Department of Finance and Administration yesterday said that in July, revenues totaled nearly $404 million. John Shelnut, an Arkansas-based economist, says that's nearly $27 million above last year and about $15 million above the forecast.
Among major categories, individual and corporate income tax exceeded the forecast, while sales tax collections came in below year-ago levels and below forecast. I think the story this month is that monthly timing issues probably pushed up payroll withholding tax, while corporate income tax also came in better than expected.
He says he expects revenues to be closer to what was forecast as the fiscal year continues.
The Northwest Arkansas Naturals open a four-game series against the Arkansas Travelers tonight in North Little Rock. The Nats defeated the Drillers in Tulsa last night, 6-3. The Naturals will return to Springdale on Wednesday for a six-game homestand.
Several athletes with Arkansas ties begin competition at the Summer Olympics today. Current Razorback Regina George, representing Nigeria at the Games, has already advanced in the 400-meter dash. Other current or former Razorbacks scheduled to compete today included Veronica Campbell-Brown and Carrie Ann Mitchell in the 100-meter preliminaries and Samuel Vasquez in the first round of the men's 1500-meter race.